And so we continue in Nefesh HaChaim, Sha'ar Bet Perek Yud, in the middle. V'zeu inyan ma'amaram, Yevamot Daf Samech Daled, She'akadosh Baruch Hu mit'ave l'tfilatan shel tzadikim. The Gemara in Masechet Yevamot asks a question: why is it that our Avot HaKadoshim, why were they akarim? Why do we see that Avot HaKadoshim, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, at first they weren't able to bring children? So you know what the Gemara says? Mipnei she'akadosh baruch hu mit'ave litfilatan shel tzadikim. Hashem desires very much the tfilot of the tzadikim. And also, b'tanchuma parashat toldot amru ve'lama nit'akru ha'imahot, amar Rabbi Levi she'aya akadosh baruch hu mit'ave litfilatam. Similarly, in the Midrash Tanchuma. ובזוהר, in the Zohar Parashat Toldot, page Kuflamed Zayin Amud Alef, Tachaze, come and see, Esrin Shenin Ishtahe Yitzchak im Itete Vela Olidat. Yitzchak was with Rivka 22 years, and she didn't give birth. Ad Detzale Tzelote, until they prayed. Begin, why is that? So the Zohar says, just like the words of Chazal and the Gemara in Midrash, Begin de kuchabrichu itra'e bitzlotehon de tzadikaya. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has tremendous nachat with the tfilot of the tzadikim. We are in Sha'ar Bet, middle of Perek Yud. Mai ta'ama, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires the tefillot of the tzaddikim? So the Zohar, you see, the Gemara stops there. Mipnei she'akadosh baruch hu mit'ave litfilatan shel tzaddikim, on page Kufe, towards the bottom. But the Zohar HaKadosh continues and says, why is it? Why is it that Hashem is mit'ave litfilatan shel tzaddikim? Mai ta'ama? Begin di'itrebe ve'itvasef revut kutsha lekol man de'itzterich Bitzlotehon de tzadikaya. In order that there should be an increase of kedusha to all those that need the tfilot of the tzadikim, which means everyone, which means the world. Kedeshe itvasef, in order that kedusha should be increased in the world. By now, when we see these words, kedeshe itvasef kedusha ba'olamot, how do we translate it in accordance with what we learned in the Nefesh HaChaim? So that there should be a stronger bond, a stronger chibur, hitchabrut, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world. And with that comes all the brachot and tovot. V'katuv meforash, the Nefesh HaChaim says, and we have a pasuk that is explicit in Mishle Perek Tedvav, utfilat yesharim retzono. Remember that. Utfilat yesharim retzono. The Ratzon of Hashem is the Tefillah of the Yesharim. There's nothing that Hashem desires more than the Tefillah of the Tzadikim. Because through their Tefillah, the Kedusha is mitvasef, is increased in the world. V'lachen kar'u razal et inyan ha-tefillah dvarim ha-omdim berumo shel olam. If you look in the Gemara Brachot, Davav Amudbet, the Gemara says on the Pasuk in Tehilim, Kerum zulut livne adam. So the Gemara says, Zehu elu devarim haomdim berumo shel olam ubne adam mezalzelim bahem. The Gemara says that there is something that stands in the heights of all the worlds, but people don't appreciate it. People don't value it enough. And that is, the Gemara says there, tefillah. Tefillah is called devarim haomdim berumo shel olam. Hainu. Now he explains it in a literal way. It's not just to say tefillah is very important, it's paramount. No. Shehadvarim atzmam, dvarim ha'omdim. The words of tefillah that we say, hem tevot ha'tefillah, the words of the prayer, omdim berum ha'olamot. They ascend to the highest worlds and they stay in the rum ha'olamot. ובזוהר ויקהל עמוד רש א' צלותה דברנש אי הוא פולחנה דרוחה. the tefillah of a person is the service of our ruach. Ihi kaima berazin ilain. If only we would know the tefillah stands in the deepest secrets of the world. Ubnei nashal layadin. People don't know the hatzelota de barnash, that the tefillah of people, bakat avirin, it splits through the air, bakat rekiin, it goes through the heavens, patchat pitchin, it opens up doors, vesalka le'ela, and it goes all the way up to Shamayim. So when the Gemara in Brachot Davav says, Dvarim ha'omdim berumo shel olam, it's as literal as can be. Ve'ayen be'amud bet, u'bedaf resh bet, amud alef, v'resh amud bet. He gives us a lot of, you know, homework always to do, to look up in the Zohar HaKadosh. Noraot niflaot niflaot inyan aliyat kol mila u'mila ditzlota. You look over there in the Zohar HaKadosh. If you're taking notes, this is one of the fundamental sources in the Zohar in regards to how awesome and how amazing is the koach of tefillah, what tefillah does and where it goes. Uberesh parashat vaitchanan, resh samech, that means page resh samech, resh amud bet, in the beginning of amud bet. Ubeshaata ditzlota kaima, at the time when the tefillah is being prayed, Kol inun milin de apik barnash mipume be'ahit zelota, each and every word that is uttered by the person who is praying, kulhu salkan le'ela, every word goes all the way up to Shamayim, bak'in reki'in, ad dematu mit'atre, till it goes up to the crown of Hashem. We don't know what it means, but we understand the importance of the words that we say in the tefillah. Each word is very powerful, and each word was calculated by Chazal, as we explained last time, by Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, b'derech nevuah uberuach hakodesh. They knew how to pinpoint, lehavdil elef avdalot, just like by acupuncture, the real expert knows, just by one touch, in a certain spot in the body, which particular nerves and parts of the system of the body he's affecting. Chachamenu zichronam livracha, when they were menaseach, when they coined the words of the tefillah, they had an intention for every single word. This word is keneged this world. This word is keneged this bracha, keneged this makom kadosh. Each word was calculated. That's why you'll find many times in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, it tells us, this bracha has 45 words. This bracha has 18 letters, the sentence. And sometimes we look at that and we say to ourselves, oh, what's going on here? The number of the words, the number of the letters. Ma ze mishane? Yehe sheme rabba mevarach le'alam ulalmei almaya yitbarach has 28 letters. All the way till Da'amiran Be'alma has 28 words. Yafe, 28 is koach. Okay, yafe, so that's it. That's what it is. It's keminyan koach v'gamarnu. We're talking about real koach here. When it says that Birkat Asher Yatzar has 45 letters, keminyan Adam, it's not by accident. It's for a purpose. Because they were touching the nerves, so to speak, of the universe with each and every word of the tefillah. Each word is counted. That's why to come up, you know, with shinuyei nuschaot, you know, to change around the nusach and to play with it and say, you know, I think it's much nicer if you say it like this than if you say it like that. It's a big achayut. It's a very big responsibility to do such a thing. That's why we are very careful to stick to the nusach that we have, that the Ari HaKadosh oversaw, and he gave a reason. You'll see in the Sidurim, there are many times where, you know, in the middle of the tefillah, how much can we stay and pay attention to what's written in parentheses? We have so many things. This is Rashi Tevot, the name Ein Bet. This is the Gematria of the Rashi Tevot of these letters is Keminyan, this name of a certain malach. Poteach et yadecha, in Yotzer Or. You know, you always see this, and you skip over it. That means it was put there for that reason. There is a a purpose in the number and in the letters, the particular letters that we say in the tefillah. And that's why he ends off the Nefesh HaChaim, this perek, by saying, Vehu me'orer bekolo deletata et ha'kol ha'elyon kol gadol ha'yadua bazoa. What a sentence. He says, with our kol deletata, with our voice down below, we are me'orer, we are awakening the kol ha'elyon, the voice from up above, kol gadol, it's called ka'yadua bazoa. ובמה, וכמו שכתוב בכמה מקומות בזוהר, דצלותה סלקה. By the way, all these quotations of the Zohar, you know, the Nefesh HaChaim wrote it before there was, you know, Google or anything like this. Just type in tefillah and you have all the mekorot in the Zohar. Tremendous bekiut. The Zohar was like patuach v'fanav kacha. It was unbelievable. And kal vachomer shas v'poskim. B'chaim ivolojin alav ashanu. So we're learning words from Malach Elokim. So, כמו שכתוב בכמה מקומות בזוהר, דצלות הסלקה להמשכה ברכאן מעומקה דקולה. The תפילה goes up to draw down ברכות from the deepest places. I'm just translating the words. והוא הכל גדול. What does it mean, ברכאן מעומקה דקולה? What's עומקה דקולה? That's the כל גדול. By our voice, we are me'orer, the voice of the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yaakov, HaKol Kol Yaakov.
I can see he's verbalizing and understanding the meaning of the tefillah. But I don't see here the kavanah, the key of opening. Where is the kavanah?
Chazak uBaruch. He's right now, he's focusing be'emet on the words. You're right. He spoke about the kavanah, and boy, oh boy, is he going to get into the inyan of the kavanot. Absolutely. But he's making a very important point over here that the words themselves, and later he's even going to say, even without Kavana, but the words themselves right now is what he's focusing on, are very powerful. That's the inyan that we're discussing. This double language that Yitzchak Avinu said, which literally means the voice is the voice of Yaakov, right? But he's saying there's a remez in this redundancy. Shelekol tefilat ha'adam mitorer le'umato ha'kol ha'elyon. Ha'kol, kol Yaakov. With the call of Yaakov, there is ha'kol, there is the voice, which is mitorer, which is awakened by the sound of the voice of Yaakov. Yaakov means every Jew. Ve'lachen darshu chazal ta'anit tetzayin amud bet. Look how so many ma'amarim in the Gemara that's peppered all over Shas are touching on this point. It says, Chachamim were doresh de pasuk, Natena alai bekolah al ken senetiha. That's a pasuk in Yirmiyah Perek Yudbet. She sounded off her voice on me, and that's why I can't, al ken senetiha. It's a tough pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying by the mouth of the Navi, Klapei Am Yisrael. Who is he talking about? So the Gemara says, Amru ze shaliach tzibur she'eno hagun. A shaliach tzibur that's not hagun, that has ma'asim ra'im, that's not befitting to be a shaliach tzibur, is begeder natna alai bekola. Rotze lomar she'en nimtza rak kolo levad. When it comes to the shaliach tzibur she'eno hagun, there are times, unfortunately, where he's not me'orer ha'kol ha'elyon. So nimtza, it comes out that there's only one voice, his voice, that he's showing off with, bonagid, or whatever it is, his voice that doesn't have the zechut to be me'orer kol ha'elyon. Natna alai bekola. Only her voice is being sounded. Ve'lo garam kolo le'orer gam ha'kol ha'elyon imo. Zehu she'amar natna alai bekola levad. It's only her voice that is being sounded. The shaliach tzibur she'eno hagun, al ken senetiha. And now he comes to another pasuk in Yoel perek bet. Vezehu she'amar ha'katuv, v'Hashem natan kolo lifnei chelo. If you remember by the piyut, Hashem shamati shimacha yareti, that we say on Rosh Hashanah Kippur, we say, we end off one of the paragraphs, we end off, Lifnei chelo kare bechayil. It's built on this pasuk in Yoel Perek Bet. Vahashem natan kolo lifnei chelo. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave his voice in front or on behalf of his army, chelo, of his army. Soon in Perek Yud Aleph, the Nefesh HaChaim is going to go into this pasuk. He's going to be mitmaked on this pasuk. Ulezot, and therefore, af sheka, he comes to your point here, Rabbi Yaakov, af shekar'u razal et inyan ha'tfilah avodah shebalev. Yes, of course. The inyan ha'tfilah is called the service of the heart. Avodah shebalev. Ul'ovdo b'chol levavchem is tfilah. Im kol ze, still, despite that, we don't see that Chazal give us permission to just stand like this by the tefillah, avodah shebalev, ken? So in my heart, I'm going to be thinking the tefillah, b'kacha, meditating. It would be very nice, right? No, the halacha is, agmeru mikra'e dechana. If you remember in the beginning of the fifth perek of Brachot, we learn from the psukim in regards to chana. B'chana hi medaberet aliba. So we learn from her, shetzarich sheyachtoch bisfatav. We have to articulate the words. It's not enough to think about the words in our heart. We have to say them with our mouth. So right now he's saying, I know it's avodah shebalev. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Don't forget that the Nefesh HaChaim is in the middle of a process that began 10 parakim ago. If you remember, he's explaining the pasuk. I'm just going to touch on it and then go back. Ul'ovdo b'chol levavchem u'v'chol nafshechem. If you remember, he was going to explain to us what's uvchol nafshechem when it comes to tefillah. And that's where he began the whole pirush of Baruch Ata and the whole Yesod that he explained. And he's still in the middle. He's still going to come full circle. I don't know if it's in the next perek or in the three parakim from now. In Perek Yudalit. Perek Yudalit, he's still in the middle now. But right now, what is the Yesod that we're learning? The words of the tefillah, so important to make sure we say them, because they are very powerful. That's the kol de letata, that's me'orer, the kol de le'ela. Uma shekatav, just to begin a little bit, perek yud alef, uma shekatav, ma shekatuv, lifnei chelo, this that it says over here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem natan kolo, he sounded off his voice in front of his army. Ma hakavana kan lifnei chelo? Ramaz ze ha'ikar ha'gadol shel inyan ha'tefila. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, davar atzum. He says over here in this world, in this word, lifnei chelo, the Navi is hinting to the very big inyan of tefila. Sheklal kavanatahi, as we learned till now, the general idea of tefila, lechaven rak lehosif koach bakdusha. Not bigdusha, bakdusha. Is that how they vowelized it in the Sefer? Okay. Lechaven rak lehosif koach bakdusha. The main, in short, of what we learned in the previous 6-7 prakim, the main kavana of tefillah is to increase more and more kedusha in the olamot ha'elyonim. So, how does that have to do with the word chelo? Shekmo sheha'ish me'anshe ha'chayil. Mashlich kol inyanav v'tzorche atzmo mineged. Just like a soldier in an army, when he goes to battle, he's not interested now in his own personal, selfish agenda. Oh no. Oy vavoy, right? A soldier in the army, he doesn't have his own benefit in his mind when he goes to war. He puts all of that aside. Umoser nafsho birtzono rak al kvod ha-melech. Right now, he's going to war, he's going to battle for the honor of the king of his people. Sheyasig ha-keter melucha shel ota ha-medina ve-tinase malchuto. The battle is for the purpose of conquering the crown of the king so that the royalty of his king will be elevated. So he says, that's a mashal. Ken ra'ui me'od leha'adam ha'yashar lasum kol kavanato v'toar machshavto b'tfilato rak leosif tet koach b'ha'olamot ha'elyonim. This is a yesod that the Nefesh HaChaim is mentioning here, and he's going to talk about it be'arichut in a different section in the Sefer, that the ultimate kavana of the real Eved Hashem, even when he's asking for tzrachav, even when he's asking for refuah, for slicha, for teshuvah, for panasa, v'chule v'chule, his main intention is not really him be'atzmo, it's kvod shamayim. It's for the kavod of Hashem. It's for kvod malchuto. Like the chayal who goes to war, that's Hashem natan kolo lifne chelo. When are we me'orer kol ha'elyon? When we are like chelo. That the reason, the main kavana by the tefillah is lehosif koach bakdusha, lehosif koach ba'olamot ha'kdoshim u'le'orer bekolo ha'kol elyon, le'amshacha mine bircha'an u'nehiru lekola. In order to draw forth, to draw down from Hashem, from the olamot ha'elyonim, brachot and light to all the world. Le'ha'avir ruach ha'tum'a min ha'olam, to remove the spirit of tum'a from the world, v'yetukan olam b'malchuto yidbar shemo, so that the world will be fixed with the malchut of Hashem, v'lo al inyanav v'tzorche atzmo klal, not for his inyanim. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested that we should pray for our needs, but the ultimate purpose of praying for our needs doesn't stop right there. Which means, let's say a person is praying for parnasa. So now, once he gets the parnasa, oh, that's it. Now his tefillah came to fruition and it came to its fulfillment. That's not the fulfillment of the tefillah. It's a partial fulfillment. The ultimate purpose of that tefillah and its fulfillment of your parnasa is so that through that, there shall be a kvod shamayim. There should be a ha'ala'a, an elevation of the malchuto yitbarach in this world. And he's going to prove that from the Nusach HaTfilah in Rosh Hashanah and from other halachot, of course, and he's going to develop this rayon here in Perek Yud Aleph. But so just to, in the last minute that we have here, just to review what we learned today, the chashivut of each and every word of tefillah, it's mamash pshuto kemashmao dvarim ha'omdim berumo shel olam, ubnei adam mezalzelim bahem. People don't appreciate it. You know, there's someone here in our Beit Knesset, I'm not going to say who it is, who every mincha of Shabbat at the end has a tremendous tzar. What's the tzar that he has? He sees people walking to Seuda Shlishit in the middle of Alenu Lishabeach. And I see, he has tzar every single Shabbat when he sees that. And he's right. He's right. Because you know what's Alenu Lishabeach? Bezat Hashem, one time we'll talk about this tefillah of Alenu Lishabeach. I mean, I'll just mention Bekitzur, I know it's 6:45 already. The Ben Ish Chai says that Alenu Lishabeach is actually the vehicle through which we take up the tefillot, you know, everything that we're saying here to the Olamot HaElyonot. Alenu Lishabeach is not stam kacha, is a piyut, or what a kind of a point. It's to go. Like you go, you order something from the restaurant to go. So after learning this inyan, that the words of the tefillah are dvarim ha'omdim berumo shel olam, and with all the mekorot of the Zohar, and especially with the kavana of a chayal in battle, Alenu Lishabeach has to be said bimlo ha'kavod u'bimlo ha'ema, at least to stay in one place. That's the least we can do. So let's try, Bezal Shem Lineda, let's try to remember this.